Can you believe that? I think my hands are still shaking. Look. Oh God. It feels like I'm in a dream. Did you see their faces? It's like they were in a trance. I mean, you saw it too, right? I'm not just dreaming. Here, pinch my skin. I need to know I'm not dreaming. Ouch. Not really. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I couldn't have done any of this alone. I feel like I've played a million coffee houses since I came here last year. This was the first one. The first one that really connected, you know? It was electric. Okay. It's just so much. I need to calm down. Again. I really can't thank you enough. To tell you the truth, I was about to give up. Just crawl back home and admit that my mother was right, that I wasn't born to be an artist. But now I can feel it. You know, I have hope again. And it's all thanks to you. No, it is. I swear. Once you added your harmonies to my song, it was like I had been missing a piece all along. And the audience felt it too. I... I was gonna wait to tell you, make it a nice surprise for later, but I gotta tell you right now. You know that old lady? The one who stood in the corner? It turns out she's one of the owners of Bitter End. And she said that she may have a spot for us Tuesday next week. See? Even you can't help but being excited. I mean, it's not a sure thing yet, and even then I know it's the most boring day of the week, but I think things are really looking up for us. We should celebrate. This is a fictional song, a cinematic song. You've got a picture of this mansion on the top of the hill, housing the last. You've never been to my place, have you? As the winds circle tighter and tighter by the ringing of revolution. It's not here in the village. I'm riding a pad about a 15-minute walk from here.
No, the people on the outside physically resemble Lee
Martin. Would you want to come up for a drink? I've got a bottle of wine that I've been saving for a special occasion, and I think this qualifies.
Frank Sinatra plays Fidel Castro.
Please don't say no.
Ronald Reagan plays George Murphy.
Cool. I promise you won't regret it. Fetch your coat, and I'll meet you outside. I'm just gonna get my guitar, and I'll be right there.
And Lyndon Johnson plays God.
Well, here we are. Welcome to my humble abode. Take off your shoes. Make yourself at home. It's a little cold, I know, but we can do something about that. There's a pair of blankets on the couch. Just wrap yourself up and I'll get the wine. Promise once the radiator starts working, this place will heat up in no time. Let's see. There we go. You think a girl would have learned to open a wine bottle by now, but oh, come on. Well, it's not exactly luxury wine. I got it from a painter when I first got here as a welcoming gift. One for you, and one for me. Cheers. It's so strange, you know. We never had the chance to talk like this. I heard somewhere that an hour of play tells you more about someone than an entire week of conversation. Well, sometimes I think you can harmonize melodies with someone for a month and it feels like you've known them your whole life. But you never told me anything about yourself? Well, I guess I didn't tell you anything about myself either. So, how about we do it like this? You ask me a question, and then I can ask you one, and then we go on like that. Sounds good. All right, before we start, you like Tom Paxton, right? I saw him play last Friday at Cafe Wa, and it was incredible. So you have to listen to this. In the hard old days. All right, you start. He never cared if I had no gold. We rambled around. Why I want to sing. And here's to you, my rambling boy. Because for as long as I can remember, that's what I've wanted to do. Maybe that's too simple of an answer. Yeah, I guess I could have just joined a choir. In Tulsa town, we chanced to stray. But this is different somehow. There's just something about this music, you know. The boss said these old folk tunes. It's like there's a deeper truth in there. And I think people are finally starting to realize that. People here in the village, they don't sing to entertain or put money in some manager's pocket. It's like we realize that somewhere along the line, music lost its way. The scene here, it's like we're finally beginning to find our way back. We sing because there's truth in these songs. A truth about love and community and something bigger than ourselves, you know? You. You understand what I'm saying, right? Yeah, exactly. I actually had a feeling you felt the same. You can sort of tell, you know, when somebody sings, if they truly mean what they're singing. And I felt that with you. If when we die, we go it's somewhere. Like, you a dollar. He's rambling there. I don't know. Anyway, my turn to ask you a question. Let's see. I want to know where you learned to sing harmonies in the Wild Mountain Thyme. I didn't think anyone else knew that song. I was surprised to hear, that's all. Where did you learn it? Oh. You used to sing it with your girlfriend. I didn't know you were taken. I mean, in a relationship. You broke up? Oh, that makes sense. Did you guys sing a lot? Like, you've played the Cafe Ogogo. You've played the Cafe Ogogo. Shut up. You were that good? Wait. Maybe I should have heard about you. What was this? I guess it was before I arrived on the scene then. It must have been rough, working up like that. When the music works, but the love doesn't. No, I didn't mean it like that. No, don't don't. Don't blame it on herself. It was not a mistake, alright? You can't help who you fall in love with. So what if you got your music entangled in it? You never know what the future brings. It could have worked out. And you would have missed out on something wonderful. You don't want to regret a chance you didn't take. Trust me. If I could beg, steal, or borrow a ticket. Never on some again. Ship or plane, I'd be leaving. You mean London tomorrow? You don't want to fall in love with someone that you're playing with again? I don't know. That just seems a little pessimistic. I mean, it probably feels like that right now, but love is like a fire. Music is like a fire. At times it's gonna burn you, but you need it to survive. Listen, some have done the best. I know you've got a bruised heart. Some have tried to ease. I can't imagine how much it must hurt. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound. But all bruises heal one day. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound. You shouldn't have to be afraid of loving. Especially not while you're singing. I've been wandering through this land, doing the best I can, trying to find me. What I was meant to do. And the people that I see. No. Look as worried as no, I don't believe that. And it looks like they are wondering. I don't think you can separate and the two. There's so much love in music. Can't help but wonder where I'm by. And I don't mean the love songs you hear on the radio. It's deeper than that. Like something you feel inside you. Now I like a longing. A girl one time. She had lips like sherry wine. It's like. And she went your soul leaves your body. But I was searching for another soul to connect with. Music is love. What is love? It's compassion. It's how we're gonna change the world. Put a stop to this useless war. And find each other again. And sometimes when I've had a few, I'm sorry. His old voice comes a ringing through. I know you carry a sorrow in your heart. And I can't imagine what it's like to go through what you have. Can't help but wonder where I'm by. But give it time. I'm sure everything is going to feel better. See me passing by, and you sit and you wonder why, and you wish that you were Ambler Green. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make this weird. Thank your stars for the roof. No, it's okay. I get carried away sometimes. Just stop me when I say something stupid, I guess. All right, your turn. Ask me anything. This apartment. Oh, I stumbled over it by chance. When I first got here, I stayed with this commune of artists down in Brooklyn. One of them knew a guy that was about to leave for the West Coast, and so I took over his old apartment. Oh yeah, I miss them. It was such an experience, you know, living with all these creative people around you. But I get hectic too sometimes. So it's nice to have my own place. Even if it gets cold in the winter. And the landlord is a little strange. Oh, he's a grumpy little man. I think he's Italian. He barges in here every Monday, 11:30, like clockwork. Doesn't even knock. Where is the rent? Where is the rent? This is not a charity. You have to pay the rent. And when he argues with his wife, I swear, you can hear it from across the street. Oh, no, he doesn't hate her. At least, I don't think he does. It's just a lot of screaming. And swearing. And some European language. Yeah, exactly. It doesn't get better when he's done either. They have makeup sex like the world's about to end. You know, bed squeaking, headboard banging. And then he has a nerve to complain when I practice guitar. No, I think we're safe tonight. I'm pretty sure. It's one of those nights that are usually done by now. Thank God. It would have been a good way to ruin a romantic evening. Why are you giving me that look? No, wait. I mean, did I say romantic? I meant romantic as in not in that way. I mean, I think of you as a partner, I mean, a singing partner. I was just... Oh dear. I'm a terrible liar. I'm sorry. I should be honest with you. I have something I need to tell you. May I? Okay. Here it goes. Has I have feelings for you. I couldn't help it. Everything felt so good. When we sang together, when we performed, it was so right. Like a connection. I really thought you felt it too. But it's not. I mean, you don't. I get that you don't want to involve yourself romantically. I respect that. So, from now on, we just sing together, I promise. What we have now is good. It's better than good. It's amazing. And if you think that us being together would ruin that, I'm sorry, what? No, it's okay. What were you gonna say? You like me too. But not like that, right? You do have feelings for me. You were looking at me so strangely. And I thought you said you didn't want to sing with anyone if you had feelings for them, and what? No, I got it. You don't want to rush. You don't want to run blind and headlong into something that might break. It's good. I don't want that either. I didn't mean to be so forward. It's just, tonight seems so perfect. And when something feels right, I get this feeling like I need to seize the moment. You know, live now before it's too late. I know I haven't been through the things that you have. I was sick of some blue-eyed kid. No, it's fine. I understand. But if you feel something too, then maybe if you want to, we could take things slowly. Get a few more chances to talk. A few more glasses of wine. A few more nights at my apartment. And Thanks. I can't concentrate when you're so close to me like this. I'm sorry. I think I'm drunk. Your lips taste like wine. Are you getting drunk? I want you to tell me the truth. One last question. It's my turn, remember? Now we were saying all those practice sessions we had together. How many times did you look at me and imagine us kissing? Like not an exact number. No. Could you imagine my mouth doing other things besides kissing? I feel all of you in my mouth. Drooling over the couch. Besides, another question I wanted to ask. How many times did you think about fucking me? You're about to find out what it's like. Yeah, you really didn't believe that it just shrunk over the laundry, right? Or I just saw it in what, Vogue magazine or something like that. Was it because I saw the way you looked at me?
I'm here.
come inside me. Did a decent job of warming us up. Okay. Just wrap the blanket over yourself. I'll be fine. So, how about taking it slow? You would like that? Because I would like it too. I would like that a lot, I think. When you look like this. This has been quite a bit to take in. I understand if you want to leave, you know, just get some time to think. I'm out of wine anyway, so but if you're free tomorrow night, there's this duo playing at the Gaslight, and a short little guy and tall tenor who's supposedly has the most beautiful voice. They look like an odd couple, but I heard they're really good. I was thinking maybe you could come with me. Really? Oh, mean, it could be fun listening to somebody else sing for a change. Exactly. See exactly how high a bar we have to jump over. I guess I'll see you tomorrow night then. Yeah. You too. Be safe.
Crooked rhyme.